Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrisan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share with all of your friends. This episode, Trey Blossman with his college football and NFL picks. He's trending in the right way on college football after a slow start. On the NFL, he is on fire. In the NFL, he's on fire. 57% of his picks going to make you some money with 12 college football picks, including a Friday night contest, 6 NFL picks, including the Monday night contest. We remind you, this is brought to you by Ryan Maranto. For all of your mortgage and refinance needs, contact Ryan Maranto with Team 225 First Option Mortgage. Ryan can guide you through the home buying process and make it as smooth for you as possible. Rates are low. Call Maranto, the Maranto Mortgage Experience. Call Ryan at 225-405-2183. That number again, 225-405-2183. Ryan Maranto. Rates are low. Call Maranto. All right, don't forget about meatandpotatoesusa.com. Our sports consultants, you buy a pick. If it's not a winner, then you can get a pick until you get a winner free of charge. Meatandpotatoesusa.com. Let's listen to a message from our host anchor. Then we'll be back. We'll be joined by Trey Blossman. Time for his weekly picks, his college board, his NFL board, all coming up next right here on Talking Sports with TK. Stay tuned.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
We continue with Talking Sports with TK. Time for Trey Blossman's football picks, college picks. He's trending in the right direction. Last week in the NFL, he's been on fire. He's hot as can be. 57% on the year. That's a money maker. He's got 12 college football picks for you, including a Friday night contest, 6 NFL picks, including the Monday night contest. Trey, we're in the middle of October, and want to see how you're doing today, sir.
Well, I'm doing good because it's a Friday, and we got a good weekend full of football coming up. I'm looking forward to it. My dad's 90th birthday is next week. Looking forward to that. So
wow.
Things are good. Yeah, 90
please do tell him I said happy birthday. I'll wish it to him on Facebook, but always I have great memories of the handful of times or so that I've been around your dad. I've been more than a handful, actually, so... do tell him that I send my birthday wishes to him,
and
I know he'll have a great day with the family. All right, Trey, college football, we got to get it rolling. We remind people, meatandpotatoesusa.com. We got sports consultants who have been on fire at the website. Check it out, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Trey, let's get into your college board.
Well, you know, Tommy, I haven't made any public picks yet this week, but I hit all three games Tuesday night and last night. So let's hope that continues tonight. San Diego State at San Jose State. San Jose State, I liked them earlier in the year. They got an ex-SEC quarterback who played for Texas A&M and Arkansas. Starkel is his name. But they've hit the skids, and they haven't been playing well. San Diego State does it mostly with defense. If you look at their statistics on offense, they don't look that good. But they win. They're 5-0. They're favored by 9.5 points tonight. I like the Aztecs. It's a 9:30 game on CBS Sports tonight.
Friday night, San Diego State minus 9.5 against San Jose State. Trey Blossman, let's move to your Saturday card.
Auburn at Arkansas. I like Arkansas minus 4.5 at home, Tommy. I just think they're the better ball club. You know, Auburn sitting at 4-2, but as we talked a few weeks ago, it took three or four, not just incredible, but amazing plays for them to beat LSU. Auburn should be 4-3. I think Arkansas gets the win. I'll lay the 4.5 points.
All right, next pick.
Duke at Virginia. Virginia's got an amazing passing game, Tommy. They move the ball up and down the field at will, virtually. I think they're much the better team than Duke. The line is 10.5. I'm going to recommend buying that half point and taking University of Virginia minus 10.
All right, next.
Bowling Green at Northern Illinois. I used to consider myself somewhat of a MAC guru, Tommy, but to be honest, I haven't been following it that closely this season. But Northern Illinois has quietly begun to string together some impressive wins. Bowling Green is horrible. Give me Northern Illinois minus 9.
All right, next pick.
The number one offense in the country belongs to the Pittsburgh Panthers, Tommy.
Hey, a friend of mine's the offensive coordinator there, Mark Whipple.
I remember Mark. Mark used to coach our good buddy there, Alan Ritchie, didn't he?
In the USFL, Mark coached UMass to a 1AA national championship in the late 90s. And he's been bouncing around. He was in the NFL briefly. He's now the offensive coordinator there at Pitt.
Well, he's doing a heck of a job because their quarterback's just performing balls out. Virginia Tech coming off a tough, tough home loss to Notre Dame. I had used them last week as an underdog. They were winning the game until the final minute. And they took a tough loss. I think Pittsburgh's offense combined with Virginia Tech's emotional state, after really blowing that game to a mediocre Notre Dame team, I think Pittsburgh has a real advantage here. I like Pitt minus 5.
Whipple also got a Super Bowl ring with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was the running back coach when they beat the Cardinals a little over a decade ago. So he's got an impressive resume, and as you say, he's done good things with this quarterback and the Pitt offense. He's a wide-open offensive kind of guy. All right, Trey Blossman.
He was a wide-open kind of offensive guy before that was a hip thing, Tommy.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, BYU at Baylor. Hear a lot of people talking about they'd like to have Dave Aranda back as LSU's coach. I haven't watched a lot of Baylor football, but I look at the scores and the stats. They are 5-1, but consider me unimpressed. Last week, I expected a little bit better out of BYU than I got, but they had some turnover issues that cost them. And they did not play both quarterbacks. It was just Hall. Romney was out. I expect he'll be back. They'll probably play both quarterbacks, which I think is an advantage for them. I'm going to take 5.5 points with BYU.
+5.5?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's halfway through the College Board. Don't forget NFL picks are also coming up shortly. Let's continue on the College Board.
The UAB Blazers travel to Hattiesburg to play Southern Mississippi. It's a dumpster fire there at Southern Miss. They're 1-5. A team that's generally pretty good is not good at all. UAB is rock solid. Give me UAB minus 15.5.
All right, next pick.
Rice at undefeated University of Texas San Antonio. UTSA minus 17. They can name the score. They should win by well into the 20s. I like the Roadrunners.
Okay.
Colorado State at New Mexico. Colorado State is 2-3. They looked really bad to open the season, but in their last three games, they've covered by 31, 14, and 14.5 points. New Mexico's pretty bad. Give me Colorado State minus 11.5.
All right, moving on.
Bama at Mississippi State. You know the deal, Tommy. Bama doesn't lose many games. They've lost 12 games in the past 10 seasons. Last time they lost two in a row was 8 years ago. The last five Bama games off of a loss They are 5-0 straight up and against the spread, winning by an average of 24.8 points and covering the spread by 11.2 points per game. That's points to a 28-point Alabama win. Give me Bama minus 17.
All righty.
Utah State, 3-2 at UNLV. I like Utah State. They got the 12th-ranked passing offense in the country, led by a quarterback transfer from Arkansas State. UNLV's 0-5, and I only have to lay a touchdown to a team that can't win a game. Give me Utah State minus 7. I'd probably buy that down to 6.5, 6. But, you know, up to you, baby.
All right, and your final college pick?
Hawaii at Nevada. Carson Strong, we talk about Nevada every week because I pick them most week. Matt Mummy, your friend, is the offensive coordinator there, done a great job with Carson Strong. He's thrown 14 touchdowns to just 3 interceptions. Hawaii's quarterback, Cordero, has a shoulder injury, not expected to play. Give me Nevada minus 14. And, again, that's a place where I would buy a half a point, but, you know.
Right.
I don't need to recap.
Recapping Trey's college board. Friday night, tonight, he likes San Diego State minus 9.5 against San Jose State. Moving to Saturday, he likes Arkansas minus 4.5 against Auburn. Virginia minus 10 against Duke. Northern Illinois minus 9 against Bowling Green. Pitt minus 5 against Virginia Tech. BYU plus 5.5 against Baylor. UAB minus 15.5 against Southern Miss. UTSA, the Roadrunners of Texas San Antonio, minus 17 against Rice. Colorado State minus 11.5 against New Mexico. Alabama minus 17 against Mississippi State. Utah State minus 7 against UNLV. And Nevada minus 14 against Hawaii. Sports betting is exploding in the USA, and you need to check out meatandpotatoesusa.com. Sports consultants there. You buy a pick. If it's not correct, you get a free pick until it is, until you get the a winner. So you're going to make money at meatandpotatoesusa.com. All right, Trey, let's move to your NFL boy where you've been on fire. You're hitting 57% on the season. Let's hope that keeps trending in that direction. Let's have your NFL picks.
Tommy, a couple of weeks ago, I gave out a game side and a total. And I said, one of them has to win, and they probably both will, and they both did. I have another game like that this week.
Okay.
I like the Ravens at home against the Chargers, minus 2.5 points.
All right.
And I like the game over 51.5.
Okay.
And I virtually guarantee that if you play those plays, you're going to hit at least one of them, and you may well hit them both.
All right.
Of course, hitting them both is what it's all about. But the Chargers have been impressive and can score some points. The Ravens offense, man, what they did down the stretch the other night to get that win was, I wouldn't say amazing, but it was impressive. They finally figured out that they're better off letting Lamar Jackson throw the ball down the field. You know, they're a lot better running team when he's stretching the field with the pass, and they figured that out. He's throwing for far more yards this year than he did last year, and the Ravens continue to impress. So that's the first game, Baltimore minus and over.
All right, next pick.
Second game. Look, man, Joe Burrow and the Bengals have been impressive, Tommy. They're playing the 0-5 Lions, who are playing hard for their coach. You got to give them that. Their coach has them playing hard. They're just not very good. The Bengals are legitimate. This team is much improved. I like Cincinnati minus the 3.5. And, again, I would buy that half point, but probably don't need it in that case.
All right, next.
I keep picking them because they keep winning for me. Arizona is 5-0 going to Cleveland 3-2, and they're getting 3.5 points. I'm going to take the Cardinals plus 3.5 against the Browns.
And they just did a trade today and got the tight end Ertz from Philadelphia.
Which was a great move because their tight end Max Williams is out for the year, got hurt in the last game, was very productive. You know, Ertz's numbers have been down. I think that's more to do with the weak offense in Philadelphia and the young quarterback than it has to do with Zach Ertz, because he's been a really good player for quite some time, and he's going to help the Cardinals and who without Max Williams.
All right, you got two more NFL picks. Let's hear them.
Dallas 4-1, and with a scary offense. I mean, just a flat-out frightening offense. Travels to the Patriots. You know, the Patriots fought hard against Brady and Tampa, but they're just not that good. They're playing a rookie quarterback. He's going to be good one day, and he's making some plays, but they're not there yet. He's certainly not Dak Prescott. I like the Cowboys minus the 3.5. Again, that's a situation where you want to consider buying that half point.
All right, your final NFL pick, the Monday night contest, Buffalo and Tennessee. What you got?
Tommy, the Bills are really good, you know. The Titans up and down, showing a lot of potential. They got that potent running game. They got a couple of really good wide receivers. Tannehill is a more than serviceable quarterback. But the Bills are one of the best teams in the NFL. They're probably in the top four, certainly. I like the Bills on the road, laying points, trying to make an impression on national TV. Bills minus 5.5.
All right, recapping Trey's NFL board. Two plays in the Ravens-Charger game. He likes Ravens minus 2.5. He likes over on the total of 51.5. He also likes the Bengals minus 3.5 against the Lions. Cardinals plus 3.5 against the Browns. Cowboys minus 3.5 against the Patriots. And on Monday Night Football, Bills minus 5.5 against the Titans. And as always, Trey recommends buying that half a point down from 3.5 to 3 in those spots, depending on where you shop and how you can go about doing that. All right, Trey, been hot as heck in the NFL. We'll see how it goes this weekend. New Orleans Saints have the open date. They don't have a game this week. A lot of our listeners are big Saints fans, so obviously they got to wait till a week from Monday, actually, when they play out against Seattle. Don't forget meatandpotatoesusa.com, sports consultants to get you winning picks. If you buy a pick and it does not win, you get picks until you get a winner. Going to make money at meatandpotatoesusa.com. Trey Blossman, you have a good weekend, and we'll visit again soon.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.